This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It's the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs with Sumitra Selvaraj and Tishao Eek. So a couple of stories as always. And in our first story, we're going to look at the sudden death of model actor Godfrey Gao, which happened just in late November. So the seemingly healthy, fit 35-year-old is said to have succumbed to cardiac arrest while filming a Chinese variety series in China. So we're going to explore that complex problem of sudden cardiac death in the young. I think all of us here, we were very saddened to hear about the death of Godfrey Gao on the 27th of November. Here at BFM, we actually were lucky enough to have a chat with him about, I think it was about 5 months ago,
right,
for our video series, Seven Questions. And, you know, he was the picture of youth and health. He was chatting about his accomplishments and, you know, sadly about his plans for the future. So when news broke that this vivacious 35-year-old actually succumbed to cardiac arrest while filming a Chinese variety series in China, it was really pretty hard to accept.
It was shocking. Yeah.
And according to reports, he collapsed while running from obstacle to obstacle during the physically demanding show, and that he died after 3 hours of rescue efforts.
So a bit of background on that series. It's called Chase Me and was known for pushing its contestants, usually celebrities or athletes, to their physical limits. And it was shot late at night. The competitors had to race over a 12-kilometer obstacle course that included even climbing a 70-meter tall building. The question on many of our minds was, you know, how could someone who looked as fit and as healthy as Godfrey die of a cardiac arrest? And if a well-built body isn't a good indication of health, what is?
I suppose the operative word there is looked, right? Because in an article in Channel News Asia, cardiologist Dr. Kelvin Wong from the Mount Elizabeth Hospital in Singapore said that good muscle tone is mainly a cosmetic quality and probably does not reflect a person's health status. And that being slim is, and he says, quote, no guarantee of good health either.
Right, yep.
So what else? Blood pressure, glucose, cholesterol levels are probably better determinants of whether a person is healthy than judging how chubby he or she looks.
Yeah, I think, you know, every time you see someone who looks fit, you're like, all right.
Yeah, you must be in great health.
Exactly. Or in good shape.
Yeah, that's right. But, I mean, you see someone slightly chubbier, you think, you're not doing so good for yourself.
But when we talk about fitness, we're actually talking about cardiac fitness, isn't
correct.
It? And not something you can judge just by, as you say, looking at muscle tone.
Yeah, and I think many of us are actually guilty of equating sudden cardiac death to a heart attack. But the two are actually very, very they're not similar at all. So a heart attack occurs when a major heart artery is suddenly blocked by a blood clot and the heart muscle is damaged due to a lack of oxygen. So theoretically, anyone can suffer from a heart attack, but it typically occurs in older adults because, you know, obviously it will take years to develop that sort of fatty plaque that blocks up the heart's arteries.
And it's worth noting and reminding everyone that a heart attack is the number one cause of death Malaysia. Has been for something like 14, 15 years running.
A decade and a half.
So the difference between a heart attack and a cardiac arrest is triggered by an electrical malfunction in the heart that causes it to beat irregularly, and it can occur at any age. So what happens is when the heart beats irregularly, there's an inadequate supply of blood to vital organs such as the brain, and that results in loss of consciousness, and death will quickly follow unless CPR and defibrillation is received. And so this issue of irregular heartbeats or heart rhythm, we've actually talked about it a lot on several health and living shows. So it's worthwhile, if you're interested in it, to download the podcast for those, because the cardiologists who came on the show have always made the effort to emphasize that a lot of these have early warning signs that people should not ignore. So, you know, as you said, young individuals who appear slim and toned can have these cardiac risk factors, and they're not immediately apparent to the untrained eye.
Because we're fairly familiar with the usual symptoms of cardiac disease, right? High blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes is another one. Genetics, of course, smoking is well documented as well. But as we mentioned earlier, right, it's possible to have other risk factors that usually go unnoticed. Tragically, genetic heart diseases are often silent because individuals just have no outward symptoms. Right? Mm. So even more sadly, sudden death can be the first presenting symptom in up to half of young people who die suddenly. In a recent health clinic special on our Health and Living segment, consultant cardiologist Dr. Chu Kim Hui spelt out some causes of sudden death in the young, such as pre-existing cardiovascular issues.
Now, if you look at the causes of sudden death in the young or during sporting activities, the young people may have a few conditions that may predispose them to die suddenly during physical activity. Some of these may be genetically sort of related. They have family history of someone who has died suddenly, especially when they are young. So they may have potential, for example, some abnormal heart rhythm that can be triggered sometimes with activity or sometimes by itself spontaneously that can cause them to the heart to go into cardiac arrest. There are also some conditions related to the heart structure that there are some what we call cardiomyopathies, meaning these are diseases of the heart muscle. One specifically whereby the heart muscles can get thickened. This can also be genetically inherited, and they are prone to get some abnormal heart rhythm. So sometimes you hear about competitive athletes who die suddenly on the field. They may have some of these undiagnosed conditions that can cause sudden death. Some may also be born with some abnormal sort of vessels that can be compressed during strenuous physical activity. So honestly, there is really no way of knowing beforehand whether you have that condition. And so most of the time, many of these cases, unfortunately, were only found when they had the first event, and some of them are fatal at the first time. There are warning symptoms, however, if you're a fit person. If you have exertional-related symptoms of near-fainting or true fainting episodes, or you have some palpitations, that means some possible irregular heart rhythms, or you had chest pains when you exert yourself, do have it checked out. Or you find that if you've been doing regular activities without any problem, but suddenly you find that your effort tolerance starts to decline, you get tired more easily, then you should get it checked out as well. The age plays a matter in terms of the underlying condition that can cause sudden death. The older ones are more likely to have ischemic heart disease. We talk about the main cause of death, meaning they may have undiagnosed blockages in the heart, and so a heart attack may be triggered during the activity, and so they have a heart attack and they may die suddenly. So it depends on the age, and it depends on whether you have a family profile that predicts sudden death. Very often, the heart rhythm issue, especially the fast heart rhythms, they are felt. The patients may actually feel some palpitations, but very often, young people fit well, they tend to dismiss it as something which is just normal. Mm. Or they say maybe it's just after coffee and so on. So if you have anything out of the usual, have it checked out and just to be safe.
So that was consultant cardiologist Dr. Chu Kim Gui, spelling out some of the causes of sudden death in the young. That was actually from our recent heart clinic special. Mm. You can look up that podcast as well under our Health and Living segment. So anyway, back to Godfrey Gao's case. You know, there were also concerns that his often stressful lifestyle and the lack of adequate sleep contributed to his death.
Yeah.
Reports say that the actor had been working for 17 hours from when the shoot began, which was on Tuesday at 8:30 a.m., until he collapsed at around 2 a.m. the next day on the 27th of November. So in, such demanding situations, stress hormones actually are produced, and they can also increase the risk of abnormal heart rhythms.
So again, quoting cardiologist Dr. Kelvin Wong, being constantly stressed may also alter the way our blood clots in arteries and thus increase the risk of heart attacks. He said that extreme stress can also rarely be involved in a unique kind of heart attack, resulting in a weakened heart known as Takotsubo syndrome, or otherwise known as stress-induced cardiomyopathy. And Dr. Kelvin added that emotional distress, such as having depression or other mood disorders, is another risk factor for heart disease.
I feel that one of the biggest reasons behind the growing numbers and decreasing age in heart-related ailments is quite a low awareness of risk factors, right? And perhaps also inefficient testing procedures. I've certainly been a victim of one of these inefficient testing procedures, particularly amongst young people. And I really feel that it's vital to undergo annual cardiac checkups. Your treating doctor should be able to recommend additional tests if necessary. But the whole idea of being aware enough of your family history of heart disease, I think, is the game changer.
Yes.
Yeah, and I don't know, are the both of you, you know, familiar with your own health, for example? I mean, do you go for regular checkups? Are you aware of your family history?
I mean, my family history is very mild link to hypertension, high blood pressure. So that's something that is checked regularly. Beyond that, my doctor doesn't recommend additional cardiac testing. But again, that really does look at individually what is your risk profile, right?
On my paternal side of the family, the risk of heart disease and hypertension is extremely high. My paternal grandfather died when he was in his 50s, his early 50s. Mm-hmm. My father had his first heart attack when he was in his 30s.
Okay.
And it was a very, very strong link, and it was a very kind of 180-degree lifestyle change. He quit smoking, cold turkey, and all of that. That really made a huge difference. Hypertension and heart disease still run. My cardiac markers are off the chart as well, and the genetic link there is undeniable.
But you do go and take the effort to make those to take those tests.
No choice in the matter. I think people really underrate and undervalue the genetic link. And let's face it, let's just look from a Malaysian perspective, right? If you're Indian, male, and over the age of 35, if you're not getting yourself checked out on a regular basis, you're doing yourself and your family a disservice.
Yeah. Things like cholesterol tests, your lipids profile, all of that, you can easily get your family doctor, your GP to help you do it, or many pharmacies offer those tests as well.
I think the question is just whether you are proactive enough to get it done. And
whether you're going to change anything after.
That's true.
So I think that, to me, is the main question, right? Because I feel that many people who are prone, or maybe I have a propensity towards heart disease, are not aware of how drastically your life does change after that first heart attack. You know, you have to give up things that you have grown up your entire life with, perhaps. Perhaps that's a harder thing to do at an older age rather than practicing small tweaks to your lifestyle from a younger age.
Yeah, don't wait until that major health event before you make these changes.
Yeah, but you know, like in Godfrey's case, it's most probably something that was not detected, right?
Yes.
Like probably family history or whatever. So I think it's really important to actually sit down and get your family history mapped out in that sense, right?
Yes.
And to definitely start that testing, like you said, maybe at the age of 30, perhaps, or 35.
Yeah, I mean, definitely look at the demographics in your own individual kind of country, but it's certainly from a Malaysian perspective. I mean, the numbers are quite well documented, aren't they, in terms of which communities are really at high risk. And if you're, you know, going to be hitting the mutton on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then, you know, definitely get yourself
definitely.
I mean, the doctor.
And if you are, you know, going to hit up that mutton, I mean, exercise, that's also prescribed as a deterrent for heart disease. And a lot of us decide to embark on these fitness journeys, you know, without any proper consultation with our doctors. And at the 2018 BFM Extreme Health event, our panelist, Dr. Yap Yee Guan, he is a consultant interventional cardiologist. He actually stressed the importance of exercise for us all, but more importantly, making sure that you exercise the right way. Here's a clip from that.
Exercise is good for you. Any amount of exercise, any form of exercise is good for you. The more, the better. Exercise makes you live longer by approximately 7 years of 7 years, and improves your blood pressure, your glucose, your cholesterol, and you feel better, as Aslan was saying, and hopefully you look younger too.
Yep.
And the key thing is that if you have symptoms or if you have risk factors for coronary disease, before you take on any exercise or before you push yourself further, you ought to have your heart check out, at least, you know, with an ECG by a cardiologist and so on. But if you are young, say below 35 years of age, and you are otherwise healthy, there's no family history of any, you know, premature death, you can get on and do your exercise, whatever exercise you want to do. On the other hand, if there's a family history of sudden cardiac death in the young, then you better have a checkout as well. So the point I'm trying to make is that even if you're young, it doesn't make you immune from sudden cardiac death, you know. But you must remember that the incidence of sudden cardiac death in the young is not very high. So I don't want people to refrain from exercising because you're worried about dropping dead. Just look at your family history before you start taking on any exercise.
Mm. And, you know, I think many, many more people, if you just look around us, are actually in a big way doing marathons and boot camps mm-hmm. and things like that, which, you know, as Dr. Yap says, it's very important. It's very important to have that fit and healthy lifestyle. But apart from the exercise part, you know, we've also had doctors come on our Health and Living show talking about how important it is for everyone to actually know CPR.
Yes.
And now one example is a story from 2018 about how a few quick-thinking school students use CPR automatic the defibrillator device mm-hmm. called the AED. They used that to help a football player who had suffered sudden cardiac arrest, and they actually saved his life because of their efforts. So, you know, it's really there's so many things linked to when we're talking about cardiac arrest as well. And one thing is the role of public bystanders.
Mm-hmm.
And again, very guilty. I've said this on the show before as well. I've not gone for a CPR course before, but it's something that we should all consider doing.
Well, that's your Christmas present sorted out then.
Yes.
And remember, I think they only last for 3 years, so you need to keep...
Correct, a refresher.
You need to keep doing a refresher.
But at least know the basics as well.
Yeah. Well, some communities, for example, in the area where I live, the private hospital closest to us actually offers free CPR classes for the community. So they come in and they train residents, which I think is fantastic. And you know, it builds goodwill, but I think that this is it's a life-changing skill.
It literally is.
Yes? Yeah,
it is, yes. We're going to take a short break now before we come back, but here's The Beatles with I'll Follow the Sun. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.